Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Babette Adcock, president of Friends of KEDM, and Patrick Girl with Tenori's. Thank you both for joining us today.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Glad that y'all are here. And Babette, the summer beer tasting event on the way Thursday.
Yes, this is our third annual summer beer tasting. We're quite excited. Last year, we had a great turnout, and this year we're hoping for a much bigger and better turnout to benefit the station.
What are the highlights of Thursday's event?
Beer. That's the plus.
And lots of decisions, I guess, for the sampling that'll be going on.
Yeah, well, we have, 37 different beers, Patrick?
Yes, we do. We have 37 different beers. They're going to be domestic beers. We're going to have some imports. We'll have some from England, from Belgium, from Mexico, along with some flavored malt beverages for those that don't like the taste of beer. We're going to have a new flavor called Dragon Peach, and we'll have watermelon, I believe, and pomegranate, and lime, and just all kinds of flavored beverages for those that don't like the taste of beer.
Lots of infusing going on, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So in addition to the beer, also Friends of KEDM and the cookbook variations, we'll have some samples out there as well.
Absolutely. We'll have different samplings to go with a different beer. Like Patrick said, we have beer from Mexico, so we'll have some type of Mexican sampling dish. Those will be samples from our Variations and Improvisations cookbook. And we'll also have Lee Webster with Papa Lock is going to do beer food, burgers and sausage and bratwurst. And
right.
Things like
hot
that.
Dogs.
Hot dogs. So we'll have plates like with that for sale in addition to the coming to the tasting so that we can raise money to benefit KEDM.
Mention Friends of KEDM. Who are the Friends of KEDM? What's that all about?
We are Friends of KEDM. The public are Friends of KEDM. And we need you to come out and support, be a friend. And that way we can raise money to support the station with different cuts and setbacks going on everywhere, obviously. You know, we had the additional pledge drive, which was a great
right.
success, actually. But we still need benefits and things like this to help us to raise more money so we can do additional funding for the station.
Why is such a group like Friends of KEDM important to the community? Does it give you a chance to network, or?
Yeah, you can network. You can, Patrick, help me out here. What all do we do?
Well, you know, part of the function of the Friends of KEDM is to bring everybody in the community together to support the station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that give money at the fund drives and everything, but you know, we're out there to have a little bit of fun also. So we're trying to create a couple of events where we can all get together and socialize a little bit, help promote the station, earn some money for the station. And, you know, we have that funding thing that we have to meet every year, the CPB requirements. And since we're falling short, it's more important than ever for our friends group to get together and earn some of that money so that we can, in fact, help to support it. This just is another way of earning money for the station.
Now, with this going on, listeners, you know, of course, that's a benefit with a group, but the listeners in general will have a chance to benefit from attending an event like this. And give us an idea of how someone will experience the event. Give us kind of like a virtual tour of what will be going on.
Oh, golly. It'll be similar to our wine tastings that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have about 6 or 7 tables set up where people will be behind their pouring and explaining the beer. There will actually be cards out that tell you what kind of hops are used and what kind of yeasts are used, whether it's a lager or an ale, how it was made, what kind of flavors to expect, what kind of foods to pair up with each one of the beers. So it's going to be a big help. It'll be very educational to people.
And Babette, you've actually gone the extra step in pairing up the foods for Thursday's event.
Well, we try, and we get a lot of help from Marsala Beverage. They send all the knowledge about the beer through with their people, and they come out and help us a lot. And then we get to, you know, try and work and get some food together. It all works well. It's a nice little event, and we look forward to a lot of people coming out.
Who are who's the point man, I guess, over at Marcella that people may want to inquire if they have any questions about the beers?
Tyler, Tyler Flemister is who I deal with a lot. He's great. He's always such a great help. Marcella really, really, they just do more than enough to come forth and help us with this event every year. So we're fortunate to be able to work with them.
For the person who would like to attend this event, Patrick alluded to it, similar to the wine tasting, what kind of feedback do you hear from the folks at the beer tasting? Is it a broader spectrum
of
people?
It's a much broader spectrum. Most people like beer, and at least some form of it. And again, like Patrick said, we've got different malt beverage flavors, but it really opens the door to a lot of people. Some, people are really close-minded with wine sometimes, or they're nervous about it because they don't know as much about wine. But with the beer, it opens it up. We actually open up the venue outside, so we have tents and tables, and it's just a really fun event.
Beer is also more affordable these days. And in this economy, people are looking for things that they can afford.
There is an admission fee. Of course, tickets available. Babette, how can someone get a ticket, and will they be available at the door?
Yes, absolutely. That is where they're available. It's at the door. Show up. That's 6 to 8 p.m. Tenori's.
Patrick, someone out of town that may want to attend the event, directions quickly on how to get to Tenori's if you're coming from the interstate, say.
Oh, well, you go down to U.S. Highway 80, which is Louisville Avenue, and we're right on the corner of 8th and Louisville. The address is 801 Louisville Avenue in Monroe, Louisiana. If anybody needs directions, they can call 318-325-4100.
Patrick, Babette, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.